Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Mark Duggar, manager of the Maricopa County Foreign Bureau. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate being here.
Mark, today we're going to discuss the Maricopa County Agriculture Education Foundation. And with COVID-19, it's pretty well affected everything from schools to farming and just about everything. And we're going to sort of talk about today the Maricopa County Agriculture Education Foundation and its mission and what it does. And we'll let you start off with telling us just a summary of what the foundation does.
Well, basically, Rick, the foundation is big into agriculture education. And one of our primary responsibilities or one of our primary missions is to have scholarships available for young people going into agricultural jobs. So back in 1994, a group of Farm Bureau members got together and started what we now call the Maricopa County Agriculture Education Foundation to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's future.
Now, the foundation obviously has been probably affected one way or another by our current pandemic of COVID-19. And sort of maybe you could explain, while the impact may not have been great, maybe it has sort of, how has it affected what the foundation does as far as its mission or obviously generating funds?
Well, like everyone else, we've had to improvise, adapt, and overcome with the new situation that we find ourselves in. But traditionally, we've had a pork chop drive-through cookout, and of course, that's usually done during Agriculture Week in March, and that was at the height of the COVID when it really hit. So we had to kind of change your things. We did cancel that this year. And so to do something a little outside the box or view a different perspective, we tried to find something. And then we came up with this, a prep, freeze, cook party, which is basically we're still serving food, but it's all prepackaged, it's all frozen, and folks can stop by the office after they've made their orders, pick it up, and take it home and do it. So it helped us to raise some funds for the foundation, but also do something just a little bit different that a lot of other organizations haven't tried yet in the area. So we tried to bring something different in for our fundraising efforts this year.
I was wondering if possibly, because I had no idea, but, you know, we heard about, there was all kinds of stories of meat packing plants, you know, a lot of them going down and various commodities, this and that, affected by COVID. And I thought maybe it was sort of associated with the fact it also has products which would help the farming community, and it's sort of related to agriculture. Is that sort of a thought behind it as well?
A little bit, yeah. The meatpacking problems that they had earlier are beginning to be resolved or have already been resolved, and the meatpacking industry is starting to catch up and doing some great things. There's the traditional meals. Of course, if you ate today, you should probably thank a farmer because they're still out there. They did not take a break during COVID, and thank goodness for that because I enjoy a good meal. And the folks who are out there just working right away to make sure that there's plenty of good, healthy, safe food on the table. But the prep, freeze, cook party was, again, something to get us over the hump, and we're looking forward, and hopefully it proves successful. It'll become an annual event.
Could you maybe tell us a little bit about the meals?
Well, there's 10 different meals included in each box, and we have two different options. Option one serves has enough food in it for a five-place setting, and option two serves two people. So you've got anything from root beer pulled pork to Philly cheesecake sloppy joe, honey garlic chicken, so there's several options. It's a pretty good deal for like a single person for myself. I think it's perfect, and I'll be ordering one myself to participate in this. But orders all do need to be into the Farm Bureau office by October 28th by noon because we've got some deadlines that we have to meet to get the orders in. So that's a hard and fast deadline. That's, again, October 28th by noon. There's a small order form. The meals are different, and if they've got questions, then contact the Farm Bureau office at 854-2571 for any questions and to get an order form. And our order forms are available in our Farm Bureau newspaper and on our Facebook page.
And once they order, what is the, you were talking about, we'll be able to pick up. What sort of is the timeline for pickup?
The pickup will be is scheduled for November 5th. That's a Thursday, I believe, here at the Farm Bureau office at 220 North Broad in Carlinville. Pickup begins at 3 p.m., and we'd like to have all folks come in and pick those up because we don't have freezer space, so I'd hate for that stuff to go to waste. So they need to be ready to pick that up at 3 o'clock, and we'll be here until it's all gone.
The proceeds from this, of course, as you said, will go to scholarships. And just a mention of that, that's something that it's not like one scholarship. You have given away many, many scholarships over the years, correct?
Have. We've given away over the 26 years in the life of the scholarship program approximately $156,000 in scholarships. We traditionally give away 9 scholarships throughout the county. Any student in any resident of Macoupin County or that attends a Macoupin County school and going to an agricultural school or a career technical education program in Illinois are eligible for these scholarships. So we have a $1,500 scholarship, a $1,000 scholarship, and 7 $500 scholarships. So, and the neat thing about these scholarships is a lot of these young people are coming back to Macoupin County to work in their agricultural careers. So we've got a lot of folks that have received our scholarships, and they are renewable up to 4 years. So they can get one each year they're in college at 4 years. They're coming back into the community and becoming a part of. I've got several now serving on our foundation board, on our Farm Bureau boards. I've worked with some of them on in local community event or community organizations, fair boards and things like that. So these young people are coming back into the community and contributing to the community, which is a great thing, and that's a big part of what this foundation and the scholarship program is all about.
If my memory serves me right, I think announcement of the scholarships comes up sort of about the first of the year for students to, I think they can check with their ag teacher or their guidance counselors or the Farm Bureau. Is that still, since COVID, still sort of the game plan as far as the scholarships?
You are absolutely correct. The scholarships, the announcement for the beginning of the application period will be in January of 2021, and we usually like to have those in by about the end of March, and that way they are evaluated by some folks from outside the county, so it's very objective in the scholarship evaluations for these kids. And then we like to try and have, and we like to get those results back in and get the young people notified and make those presentations at their high school graduation ceremony to help promote their interest in agriculture and that agriculture is a big part of the community.
Mark Duggar, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
Thanks, Rick. Always appreciate the opportunity to work with you folks at WSMI.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.